Less than a week away, people. Less than a week away. Welcome to All Talk, All USL. Talk USL, covering all the latest scores, news, and developments in the second highest division of the United States men's professional soccer system, the USL Championship. I'm your host, Vince Galvano, and as always, we're talking things related to USL Championship. And as I said in the beginning of the show, in the header, we're less than a week away, and the anticipation is building. It's palpable. I cannot wait. So I want to take this week's episode to talk, shift the attention, per se, from the USL Championship, talk some of the latest news regarding the 2024 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, and then towards the end, we'll dive into the match fixtures set for this weekend. So, Lamar Hunt, U.S. Open Cup. If you don't know Lamar Hunt, this is obviously the cup named after him, one of the original investors of the MLS, owned multiple teams throughout the course of his life in the MLS, from Columbus Crew in the late 90s to the early aughts, as well as Kansas City Wizards from 1995 to 2006, and as well as FC Dallas from 2003 to 2006. So always remember when you hear Lamar Hunt, it's paying homage to someone that's helped revamp and develop this game in the United States for all these years to come. So, I mean, some big news here. And I think the biggest one, I don't even know, there's so much to unpack with this year's structure. First and foremost, I think we should take a look at the fact that there'll be much less MLS teams respective to last year for the first time ever. I mean, this was from a article on ESPN from Jeff Carlisle, who's a U.S. soccer correspondent. This was published on March 1st, 2024, so only a couple days ago. He says only 8 of a possible 226 MLS teams will have their first teams participate. There's only 8 teams, so it would be Atlanta, FC Dallas, Houston Dynamo, LAFC, Real Salt Lake, San Jose Earthquakes, Seattle Sounders, and Sporting Kansas City. Those are the only MLS teams that will play with their first teams. The rest will essentially play with their MLS Next Pro teams, so their reserve teams. The only one not participating is DC United because they don't have an MLS Next Pro team. So, I mean, this is it's a very interesting dynamic, which means less MLS teams, so more likely we'll have a chance that USL teams go farther in this tournament, and even the bigger chance that they have the chance to really win this tournament, earning them a coveted spot in next year's CONCACAF Champions League. So that's, I think, really one of the biggest ones. But it comes to a bit of a disappointment for the United States soccer, let's say, tradition and importance of one of the longest competitions in the country's history. I mean, this is what United Soccer League President Paul McDonough had to say. He said that the USL had supported the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup for nearly 30 years, and they're proud to be a part of it again in 2024. All USL clubs have decided to participate in this year's Open Cup, despite being handed the option to decline. He also says, "We appreciate and share the fans' passion for our country's most historic and authentic competition, and look forward to watching the drama unfold over the course of the tournament." And the drama is already unfolding in terms of how this thing's set up. MLS Commissioner Don Garber had often voiced dissatisfaction with the tournament, as we know. And in a February interview with ESPN, he even led into that, saying that everybody in the soccer business needs to rethink how competitors have been organized to ensure that we can continue to evolve and manage what is the single biggest issue for all professional soccer, and that's the management of our schedule. So in terms of schedule conflicts, I heard as well some of it have to be doing with concessions, getting more percentage to the MLS teams. In any case, this year's Lamar Hunt Open Cup, U.S. Open Cup, will have less MLS teams in it. But that doesn't mean that we'll have any less USL teams in it. No. This coming from the USLChampionship.com staff, same date as March 1st, all USL teams have entered to participate in this tournament, so they're going to field 47 clubs in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Of that, you'll have everyone, obviously, from USL Championship, You'll have USL League 1 and USL League 2 participating there. In terms of who's participating when, when's the best time to mark your schedules for who's playing? If you don't know, but I'm sure we're all familiar with the fact that the Shield standings are relevant here. Every game matters, as we know, especially for qualifying for the playoffs. But also, you have to take into consideration that at the end of the season, the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference also one big table, right? So essentially what you have here is you have a first round, second round, and then USL teams from the USL Championship will start taking place in the third round, which will take place Tuesday, April 16th, and Wednesday, April 17th. However, there are a select few teams that will already have a bye into the round of 32. And those have been finishing in the top eight spots of last season's Shield rankings, including the current and reigning and defending champions of the USL, Phoenix Rising. So who else besides Phoenix Rising will be entering already in the round of 32? That'll be the Charleston Battery, Colorado Springs Switchbacks, Orange County Soccer Club, Pittsburgh Riverhounds Soccer Club, Sacramento Republic FC, San Antonio FC, and finally Tampa Bay Rowdies. So the rest of the teams will then be entering in the third round. For those entering in the round of 32, the teams that I just mentioned, you'll mark your calendars for May 21st, which is a Tuesday, as well as May 22nd, which is a Wednesday. So that'll be the first time you'll see your local team, or the team that you support, I should say, fighting it out in the tournament. So these eight MLS teams that I mentioned previously, they'll also be partaking in the round of 32. So they'll have a bye until then as well. Looking back at last year's competition prior to then unpacking this time around, we've had two of our USL Championship teams go far in the tournament, making it all the way to the round of 16 and even to the quarterfinals. That was Birmingham Legion and Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Pittsburgh were able to defeat Columbus Crew in a 1-0 victory for the round of 16. Unfortunately, they fell to FC Cincinnati in the quarterfinals. Birmingham Legion would then beat Charlotte FC in the round of 16, but unfortunately, they fell to Inter Miami in the quarterfinals. So only two of the last year's USL Championship teams made it to the round of 16. This year, I suppose we'll see an uptick in that number in terms of how many USL Championship teams will make it to the round of 16, being that there's less MLS teams in the tournament. The worst thing about this is that the format announced last Friday, is only for 2024. MLS's Executive Vice President of Sporting Product and Competition, Nelson Rodriguez, had indicated that the United States Soccer Federation is forming a working group that will work with stakeholders to determine what format will be used for 2025. Who is participating in this working group? Still left to be determined, but the competition this year is going to be different for many, many reasons. Listen, if anything, I know it's unfortunate that there's less MLS teams going against USL Championship teams, right? It's supposed to be a tournament that involves all of the high-level teams of the United States soccer system. There's a chance here this year that a USL team can win it. That's the positive I think we should take from this. And we'll see how this thing goes in 2025. So there's the prizes at stake, right? You get your cash money, $300,000 going to the winner. Also a chance to participate in the CONCACAF Champions League. And these are really two big things that you get money and also participating in a coveted tournament such as the CONCACAF Champions League. This year has a greater chance for USL teams to win it. And if anything, we should showcase how strong we are when we come against the eight respective teams that are participating. And a lot of these reserve teams that are also participating from MLS Next Pro. That's that with the Lamar Hunt US Open Cup. I want to shift attention now to what we can expect in the opening weekend, because we're less than a week away here till things kick off in the USL Championship. Now, in terms of the games we'll be focusing on and have the chance really to watch in depth this weekend, will be Saturday's opening games, right? So that'll take place at 4 p.m. Eastern Time both games in conjunction with each other, available on USL on YouTube. You can already enter the waiting room. Not sure you want to wait for a couple days, but hey, if you want to have it open, you can certainly do that. So it's going to be Memphis taking on Las Vegas Lights FC at AutoZone Park. And then you'll have New Mexico United taking on Pittsburgh Riverhounds Soccer Club at Isotopes Park, both taking place at 4 p.m. Those will be the two matches on Saturday. Those are also the two matches that I'll have a chance to watch over here, because I'm recording all these episodes, the majority of these episodes, from Europe, as I live here full-time. But it'll give me a chance to still, you know, catch the relevant action that's needed for the USL Championship. And I'm happy that Saturday's opening games take place at a time that I can watch it over here live. However, some of them I won't be able to catch live on Saturday, but at least the home, you know, the first two ones I'll be able to catch. You know, at 7 p.m. you'll have Miami take on Colorado Springs Switchbacks FC in conjunction with North Carolina taking on Charleston Battery. North Carolina coming up from USL League One, as we know. That's going to be a very enticing matchup. And then from there, 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 9th, you'll have San Antonio FC taking on Loudoun United FC. And that'll do it for Saturday. All the times are kind of messed up in front of me because I had to kind of translate them since I'm watching them in Central European time. I'm trying to change these settings, but I can't. So bear with me. If I do make some mistakes in terms of when the games start, go easy on me, right? It's not easy to always change for the hour difference from Central European time to Eastern time. El Paso Locomotive FC, Sunday, March 10th. At 3 p.m., we'll take on Hartford Athletic. At 3:30 p.m., you'll have the reigning, defending, undisputed champions, Phoenix Rising FC, at 3:30 p.m., taking on Birmingham Legion FC. And then at 4 p.m., you'll have Oakland Roots Soccer Club taking on Indy 11. And in conjunction with that match, you'll have the Sacramento Republic taking on Orange County. And that'll do it for Sunday, March 10th. And then Thursday will roll around for the opening game week, ironically. So Thursday, March 14th is when it will conclude. And that will be the first game for Monterey Bay FC. And that'll take place at 8 p.m. on Thursday, March 14th. And they will be traveling to El Paso, take on El Paso Locomotive FC. So that's what we have in store for game week one. I mean, Monterey is coming later that week, but it should be very exciting. I really can't wait. I just want to be able to talk and delve into the games with you listeners out there, because it'll give us a chance to see what everyone has in store. I know I haven't done any crazy, you know, player recaps or player previews or team previews, breaking down each team. I just want to see what essentially happens, and then we'll start talking more and more about these teams as the season gets underway, especially with the match day spotlights for the games that I'll have a chance to take a deeper look at. And I'll make sure to divvy it up over the course of the season so that everyone and every team gets their fair share of coverage. Looking forward to dive deeper into what each team has to offer as we get the ball kicked off very, very soon. So thanks for listening. Talk USL is everywhere podcasts are available and can be found on all social media platforms with the handle @TalkUSL. And if you want to support the podcast, please make sure to give a review on whatever platform you're using to listen. Less than a week to go, people. Less than a week to go. It's like waiting for Christmas, I know. This has been All Talk, All USL, Talk USL, covering the latest scores, news, and developments in the USL Championship. Talk soon, and bye for now.